Our next public hearing is subdivision 2006-66, Trap Investments LLC.
This is an application to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, dividing 57.51 acres into 40 lots located north of Road 449, 4,020 feet east of Road 463. This application was also reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee, and I would ask Mr. Abbott if he has any additional comments.
Mr. Chairman, on March 26, the engineer submitted an exhibit booklet. I provided each of you a copy of that at our last meeting. That will be made as part of the record, and a tax review of May 23, 2007 will also be made as part of the record. So I have any questions.
All right, sir. We thank you. Yes, sir. You're up.
Looks like it's an empty room now.
They're all waiting in the hallway for you to stand up.
They're hiding. They're ducked down on their back.
Watching on the internet, on the web.
Right.
My name is Kevin Smith. I work for Kershaw Engineering. Prepared this application. I've been here before. I'm sure you've seen me.
Did you state your credentials?
My credentials the last time, I believe it was 10 to 12 years in the civil design field.
Very good. Good. Thank you. Okay.
It's a standard option subdivision. There's 40 lots located on Trap Pond Road. It's actually probably southwest of Route 24 near Trap Pond. The property is located on 57.51 acres. The density is less than one unit per acre. There's a designated stormwater management area that's exclusive, only for use for stormwater management of about 4 acres. There's 9.68 acres set aside for some passive recreation. It's a wooded area that people can walk through to, I think it's James Hitch. Pond Branch, I believe, is the full name of it. There, in total, with the stormwater management and passive open space, it's 13.69 acres. There's only 5.94 acres of wetlands. In the booklet, there was a typo. It says 14.71. It's actually 5.94 acres of wetlands. In total, with the wetlands, passive open space and stormwater management, there's about 34.13% is left for that area that is not used for lots or right-of-way. It's going to be individual lot septics and lot wells. There is no proposal for sidewalks throughout the subdivision. It's going to have standard roadside swales for drainage. There is proposed street lighting. It's not shown on this preliminary plan, but it will be added for the final site plan. The stormwater will be directed towards the existing wetlands and towards Hitch Pond Branch. And we did receive TAC comments. I read through them prior to the meeting, and it appeared as though that the application presented didn't require any changes. There was a preliminary soil feasibility completed by Coastal Soils. Jay Duke stated that there will be LPPs and gravity septics throughout the subdivision. We're still waiting for the Denerec approval for that. We did receive a DLDOT letter no objection. Well, we received that in February of 08. Project is located within a couple miles of a lot of subdivisions that have been approved. I'll show the aerial to give an idea of where this project is in relation to other subdivisions. Our subdivision is here, North Trap Haven. There was an application for South Trap Haven. That application is pending for a septic feasibility. Trap Pond is located just east of this application. There's the woods at Trap Pond, just to the northeast. The cypress at Trussum Pond, which should be getting final approval within the next few weeks. And there's a subdivision to the southwest that's Nero's Acres. So there are several other similar subdivisions in the vicinity. We are compliant with 99-9C, and I will read them into record.
They're in the book. You don't need to read them in the record.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. Yeah.
There. Okay. I'll skim over where I've made some notes. Like I said before, in the wetlands there was a typo. It's actually 5.94 acres. Also, there is an area that is considered Zone A for the floodplain. No buildings are to be placed in that Zone A. It's actually around the wetlands area. Zone A is, according to the map, actually closer to the branch area. And no building will be placed in that Zone A. If you don't want me to read that in the record, I believe the presentation is completed.
All right, we'll see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Gordy.
So you don't have any lots within the wetlands, that's correct?
There is no lot lines within the wetlands, no.
And how much wetlands did you say you had? How many acres?
It was 5.94 acres. And it's a little confusing on the map because there's actually a pocket of uplands. Not the entire area is wetlands.
And how much of the area is wooded?
How much of the area?
Would you say? Is that mostly up there where the wetlands are? Or?
It's mostly where the wetlands are, but yeah. there is a woods line here.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes here. It cuts in a little bit here. So I'd say of the 57 acres, it's probably...
So will you try to maintain as much trees as possible?
Yes, the homes that are located, or the lots located within the wooded areas, the only trees that will be removed are for the home, septic, and driveway placement. And of course, the right-of-way for the roadway.
Is that in the deed restrictions, or is that just...
I believe it will be.
There haven't been any submitted that I'm aware of.
Okay, but that will be in there?
It should be, yes.
And is there enough room at the entrance to support a school bus stop if the school district deems necessary?
There should be. It's 150 feet wide with a 50-foot wide right-of-way. So on both sides of the road, it should be about 50 feet on either side.
If the school district thinks it's necessary, you could put one there, right?
If the Laurel School District asks us to place a covered bus shelter there.
Right. And I read somewhere in here about the possible buffer along the lands of Allen and Norma Jean Hudson, that it might be developed.
Yes, I was informed that just to the east, there are some existing chicken houses.
Uh-huh.
But I was told that there's a possibility for development into a subdivision similar to this.
But if you were to start this development prior to that being sold, you would...
We would have to initiate that buffer, yes.
Okay, and you said individual wells and septics?
Yes.
But no feasibility yet from Deneric?
We do not have the feasibility approval, no.
Down that apple.
That's all the questions I have right now, Mr. Wheeler.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That was a little confusing, by the way.
Sorry.
Mr. Smith.
I understand.
I was reviewing a letter May 23rd, 2007, that appears to come from Delaware Division of Parks and Recreations that mentions your land being near State Nature Preserve land, I guess. Is that correct? That it borders land of the James Branch Natural Area. and they had some concern about some of the lots, said especially lots 9, 10, 11, 16, and 17. Any special considerations by the applicant to those lots? And that what this letter states is apparently some sensitivity to that particular area of the site.
Yes, they have a sensitivity to building close to wetlands, and we could provide a 50-foot buffer easement around the wetlands, and there should be sufficient room to place homes and septics within those lots if that 50-foot buffer easement is placed around the wetlands.
That letter further states they'd appreciate working with your firm, I guess, to clarify the survey line, just to make sure that, I guess, that the property line is properly marked.
Right, and that would have to be addressed with Miller Lewis, who performed the boundary survey.
Okay. It seemed as though there was a wide variety of soil types on the site. Do you have an idea what the evaluations will lend themselves to be as far as the septics?
For septic, it should be gravity and LPP systems. So oh. they will be underground. And the variation is actually, according to the maps used for stormwater management, the Easboro, most of it is Easboro with Johnston in the rear. I know that Deneric uses a newer guideline, but those books are not available for hard copy.
No other questions.
All right, sir. Mr. Jones.
I have a few. I know it's late and you're all tired, but I can't pass it up. And I have to say, Mr. Smith, I kind of differ with you. When I read through the plus comments, I found a bunch of things that I thought there was concerns raised about that okay. I'm not sure you've addressed. And Mr. on this side of the podium, our Mr. Smith addressed some of the lots that were of concern to in the TAC response. And there was also, and I'm glad to hear you say that you can provide a 50-foot buffer from all the wetlands. I know that's sometimes a little bone of contention between some of us on this side, some of you on that side. So,
right.
Of course, we know that Denrec would love to have a 100-foot buffer, but...
Well, I believe I read somewhere in here it said 300.
Yeah, they did, and I was going to ask you, from your professional opinion, why would they be looking for a 300-foot buffer?
I believe they're concerned about the state owning the property behind it and for Trap Pond. So I believe they're more concerned with their properties.
Right, they're concerned about the, you know,
sedimentation, runoff, and contamination of the waterways, which should be addressed with Conservation District once we make submittal.
Okay.
Good evening. I'm Debbie Brittingham.
Welcome.
I live in Laurel.
You'll step up a little bit, Debbie.
I'm part of Trap Investments. The Division of Parks and Recreation came to our office about a year ago, and they wanted to purchase the backland of North Trap Haven, and went into overtures about they were going to send out appraisers and so on and so forth. And just after that, maybe a month or two, we found out through the grapevine that they didn't have any money to buy anything. We suggested a swap, that if they really wanted that backland, we would swap some of their clear land, which is behind the rest of our land, that runs right down here, and it was clear land, not the wooded land, and they weren't willing to do that. So we were, as a result, this is what came through, okay, as far as that property is in the back, to the best of my recollection.
Well, besides the wetlands, or removing some of those lots from the project, I noticed there was concern about the stormwater management area, and their recommendation was that it should be pulled out of the wetland buffer zone. Can you tell me where your stormwater management pond is and whether that is encroaching upon the wetland.
If they suggest 300 feet from the wetlands, 300 feet from the wetlands is probably down here.
Right.
So that would make this entire project non-profitable and unfeasible.
Okay.
But the stormwater management is located here next to the wetland area, which is a typical practice by most civil designers.
And how close is it to the wetlands?
There's no stormwater structure designed as of this moment. But if we place the 50-foot buffer easement, it will be outside of that 50-foot buffer easement.
The stormwater management pond will be outside that?
Yes. Yes.
So what's being proposed for stormwater management?
If the soils is conducive, it'll probably be infiltration.
Before it ever gets there?
Before it ever gets to the wetlands.
Before it ever gets to the wetlands?
Yes. It more than likely it'll be an infiltration pond.
Because naturally, the concern obviously is the runoff of materials from all those 40 lots and the cars that visit those lots and all, all the evils that are currently being pumped into our ecosystem.
Yes, and if granted preliminary approval, SCD will make sure that we meet all the guidelines for stormwater runoff and for erosion control to assure that we're not going to contaminate this wetlands.
Now, do we hear from you all in the past year about somewhere across the street? Or is that one of your projects too? That's across the street.
There's South Trap Haven.
Okay. And how many lots are going in there?
49.
It was 49.
So
49 proposed
lots. Under that magical 50 number, so we don't go through plus. But what about a central sewer system for this? I mean, you got 40 there, you got 49 across the street, you got the strip lots along there. Maybe the development to your right is going to be developed. Now suddenly in a very fragile ecological system, we're talking about putting in 100 or so septic tanks or septic systems, let alone the stormwater management runoff, et cetera. I mean, no wonder there's concern about the impact on Phillips Branch. And what consideration have you given to that? I mean, because I want to. This is one of those areas where, to me, it's a classical area that if we don't do some regional planning, we're going to have a whole bunch of these little subdivisions all around Trap Pond, all around Trussum Pond, all around this branch, and we're going to have a mess on our hands. And from an ecological standpoint, what thought and consideration has been given to putting in a central treatment plant?
If we put in a central treatment facility, there the potential for the number of lots goes up. This allows for the least amount of lots, the least amount of infrastructure and cost to the developer.
To the developer, right. But what about the cost to the environment and to the ecological system that exists there? At what point does the county or the state have to step in and provide the central sewer system to help alleviate this problem? Now, granted, this all flows down away from Trap Pond. I mean, as a kid, I took my swimming lessons at Trap Pond. That's how clean it used to be, or so they told us. I haven't noticed any lesions still growing on me 40 years later, but anyhow.
Get a little on top of your head.
Yeah, that's a shiny spot. Thank you for pointing that out.
We were attempting to go with a low impact, low density development
on that piece.
On each piece.
Okay.
Because the other piece is how many acres? It's probably 8. It's probably 80 acres. They were proposing 49 lots. So the idea is to is low density, and if you go with a treatment facility on either one of these properties, then in order to recoup your money, you have to build more homes, and so that would be more people in the area. And this is a low
that are coming. Area. I mean, if you just ride around, Trussum Pond, you ride around, trap pond if you don't have anything else to do, like I don't. You know, I'd say all these houses are growing in these woods and in these fields, and with, you know, just I'm concerned from a regional standpoint what's going on, and I think that. And I don't mean any disrespect to you, Mrs. Brittingham, but I keep seeing, you know, these 30 and 40 lot units that are popping up, and what's the impact? I mean, even in Trap Pond, you know, you go in the camping area, and there are porta pots. You know, they don't have a septic system, and it all feeds into that. I have no more questions.
Thank you. At the primitive campground.
Yeah, and very primitive.
Mr. Lank, any questions?
I don't think so.
Mr. Kauf?
Just one about the proffer on the 50-foot buffer. Would you agree to monumenting it in the field so that there's no questions to the
Ring that pump. Pipes or concrete monuments themselves.
Whatever is the standard.
Just something that stands out that they
use. Some places they use signage.
Yeah.
Small signage.
Something
placard
would be appropriate to mark the edge of the buffer so that the residents and
so they don't clear the trees where they think it's theirs.
No, not a problem.
And you also might want to consider putting the setback, the build to line.
Yeah, it will be that line. That buffer line will be the.
That would help.
Yes.
Thank you.
Travis? Council?
No questions.
All right. Well, we thank you. If you'll
stand aside for a moment, we'll see if there's anyone with an interest in your application. Is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of subdivision number 2006-66, Trap Investments LLC? Anyone like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-66?
Do
the show
of hands now?
Anyone on the yeah.
No, you don't want me to show my hand in opposition yet.
Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for this evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. And gentlemen, that completes our public hearings for the evening.